Hey guys, come on in here. Yes, you are in the right place. This is Joyce Meyer's Talk It Out podcast. I'm Ginger Stocky, and my friends Jay Williams and Aaron Cluley are on their way in just a minute, and so is our great friend Joyce, because we have something really special for you today. You see, not long ago, the three of us had the wonderful opportunity to kind of crash Joyce's party. We hung out with Joyce at a special event that she had called Girls Night In. Now, the reason that I'm telling you all this is because something really amazing happened there. We were talking about fear, and we've talked about fear on the podcast before, and it was wonderful. But this time, as Joyce and the three of us talked about fear, something really special happened, and something different came out of it. And we really believe, and I'll go ahead and say it, I think that it's something that God might want you to hear, a word of encouragement for all of you out there. So we wanted to take this time to make sure that none of our wonderful Talk It Out podcast friends miss this opportunity to kind of kick fear to the curb and to talk about this together with us. So today, a special Talk It Out podcast with Joyce and the girls talking about how to overcome fear. I hope you love it. All right, it is time to talk it out. So I've got my girls with me, and this is Joyce's podcast called Talk It Out. And what we do is Joyce teaches the Word of God in her fabulous way that she always does. And then my friends, Jay and Aaron and I, talk about the stuff of life, and we don't hold anything back.
Nothing.
We talk through all of it. So today you are a special guest. Keep getting those questions to us, and we're going to talk about fear and anxiety and all those things that you've been teaching about, Joyce. But before we do that, we need to get cozy because we have our fuzzy slippers on.
Well, now, wait a minute. What am I doing here with these?
Oh, well, we have that taken care of. Look at these. Ooh. Lovely.
Oh, wow.
Yes, fit for a queen.
Exactly. Yes.
You I would act surprised, but I already told them I was getting them.
They're so fancy.
Do you like them?
They're so cute.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Oh, and they fit me perfect.
We've got some popcorn. If anybody
can
wants
I
some
have
popcorn.
Them? Can I take them
you
home?
You can keep those forever and
check
ever.
It out. Whoa.
So
bet
pretty.
You all are, you can't be jealous, though, because that's against the word.
Well, you don't want people being afraid of, you know, doing the wrong
that's
thing right,
right
now.
Yeah,
so that's why we're talking about fear.
I'm gonna
dish up some popcorn while we do this. But
let's do it.
Like I said, you are our guest, so share your questions with us. We're gonna be talking all about what the Word says about fear. And what we usually do is we always listen to Joy sharing God's Word, and then we talk it out together on the podcast. So let's start right now and hear what Joyce has to say.
Romans 8:15 is a great scripture that teaches us that the Holy Spirit did not come to bring us into bondage to fear. For the Spirit which you have now received is not a spirit of slavery to put you once more in bondage to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption. The Spirit producing sonship in the bliss of which we cry, Abba, Father. The word Abba actually means daddy, if you want to just translate it the way it says. Now, this is important because he's saying you're children of God, you're sons and daughters of God, and so why do we need to have fear? Because if a parent loves their child, they're certainly going to take care of them, right? And fear comes when we don't know what the future holds, or something has happened that we don't know that we can handle. And God wants you to know today that He is going to always take care of you if you keep your trust in Him. I said God is always going to take care of you. I mean, like always, 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 always. That's a promise that I have from God for my life. And very often I have to ask God to whisper that to me again. I will always take care of you. And I believe that God wants you to hear that today and let it get rooted down in your life no matter what you're going through. You may be a single mom here today with three or four little kids and nobody's really helping you like they should. And maybe you're working a couple of jobs and here you are, you've come out today to just try to get a little bit of refreshing, and there's no telling what all you have to do once you get home, and maybe one or two of your kids are not behaving the way they should, and life is just not easy for you, and you don't know where all your provision is going to come from. But God wants you to know today that He will always take care of you.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, so good.
Good preaching, Joy.
Good preach. Good job.
Yeah, good on
good
that
job.
One.
Oh,
good
one. You deserve some popcorn for that.
Wow.
Way far away from her on that one.
You touched on such an important point. I know so many people who are watching with those fears of what's going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
You know, to have a right relationship with God, you have to get to the point where you're satisfied not to know.
So hard.
Wow.
I don't like that.
And that, I remember God taking me through that part of my journey, and because I was always one of the ones that, I wanted to have it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And I really was kind of like addicted to reasoning. You know, I would just, what I mean by that is, if a person's addicted to a drug, say they can't settle down and be comfortable without that drug. Well, I was so addicted to having to feel like I had everything in a right place and knew what was going to happen that I couldn't settle down and be peaceful until I thought I had something figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And God told me one time, He gave me a really cute example. We had mail slots at that time in the office, and if you wanted to give somebody a piece of mail or a note, you would put it in their slot. But sometimes people would not get things you thought you gave them because you put it in the wrong slot.
Mm-hmm.
And God told me, He said, you've got a lot of stuff in the wrong slot.
Wow.
And you may feel comfortable with what you think you figured out, but it's not what's going to happen at all.
Mm.
And I finally learned that if I knew everything, then I wouldn't need God.
Mm.
See, we need Him because we don't know everything. And so to be comfortable not knowing is a wonderful thing, to just be able to say, I have no idea what's going to happen in the future. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but God knows, and I'm satisfied to know Him.
How long did it take you to get there?
It was a while, because I had a real problem with reasoning. I
mean,
literally, when I say I was addicted to it, I just I almost enjoyed sitting around trying to figure out my problems. It was almost like entertainment for me. Mm-hmm. And fear is always going to come. I don't have any answer for anybody to tell you how you can go through life and never feel fear. But I want to make a statement, and you might have to think about it a little bit to grasp it. And that is that you can feel afraid and not be afraid.
Hmm. That sounds very difficult.
Please
how do
explain.
I do that?
Say more.
Well, because you have to realize that your feelings are fickle. And just because you feel something doesn't mean that it's a reality.
Yeah.
You know, you can be in a room full of people and feel like, well, that person doesn't like me. And that may not be the truth at all. So we really have to stop believing everything our feelings tell us.
Yeah.
And so I'll just put the question out. Do you believe the God of your feelings or the God of the Bible? You know, do you let what you feel dictate who you really are? And so I can't tell you that you're never going to feel afraid. I still feel afraid at times. You know, it's easier for me now because I have so much experience with God of watching Him come through for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so every year you walk with God, it will get easier and easier and easier. But you can feel afraid and still not be afraid.
Yeah, it's like you have to retrain yourself to not get stuck at that feeling.
Yeah.
Push past it.
Well, and to know it's a feeling.
Yeah.
To be able,
Recognize that.
I wrote a book called Living Beyond Your Feelings. Mm-hmm. And so you can have a feeling, but not let that feeling boss you around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell you what reality is.
Well, let's take this question as an example and help us apply it to this. So this comes from Mandy. She says, with everything that's going on today with COVID and all the uncertainty, we want to know what's going on. How do we stand against fear? I have 3 young kids who are just getting back to school, and I struggle with anxiety about their health and safety.
It all gets back to trusting God.
Yeah.
Trust in God. That's, you know, it sounds so challenging to do. But when you really think about who God is and his character, or if you will, his track record.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you've been walking with God a long time, Ginger. Can you really sit there and say that he has ever totally let you down?
You know, I can't. And there were so many times through my life that in a moment, I felt like he
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
I felt like it.
Right.
And you may feel like it right now.
Sure.
But with time, you do begin to see how his plan, even in the things that didn't go the way that I wanted them to do to happen, that his plan all fits together in this beautiful way that I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so often, like you said, when you can look back, you say, God was so faithful, even when I was mad at him for doing
right.
what he did. Yeah. So it does. It makes a huge difference when we have that opportunity.
We live life forward, but we understand it backward.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so true. Because when you were saying about how you used to feel like you were addicted to reasoning, mm-hmm. I feel like that's me. Like, mm-hmm. I am a creative, but I'm probably one of the most strategic creatives that I've ever met. Like, I
yeah.
love to, like,
organized creative.
I like to figure things out. Uh-huh. And I felt like that was me applying my faith. I mm-hmm. felt like God, you know, I'm being a good steward of what I believe God has told me. Like he wants me to do.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I have been recently, especially this year.
Yeah.
This year.
You've had a rough year.
I've had a rough year. It has thrusted me into a place where it's completely out of my control.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally. Like even if I want to try to put things together in my family or in my work or in my, you know, with the question about COVID or whatever, you know. I literally can do nothing. And so I'm learning. I'll be 40 next year. But like as I'm pushing into that, I'm realizing that I didn't have much faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I had more faith in myself.
Yeah.
And so I believe that, you know, what this
Such
question
an easy place to be.
And so yeah, I got mad at God because I felt like he failed me on the faith that I had.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I'd had a faith, but it was a faith that I thought. And so I guess that was a part of my fears too, was just like
yeah,
fear that I didn't have enough faith or fear that I put my faith in the wrong thing,
right.
you know? And so
I can't wait until years from now when you can look back, because
yeah.
I know that you will.
Yeah.
And you'll say, wow, God, I did not see this coming.
Yeah.
But this is where I am now, and I'm so grateful.
Yeah, literally, we were listening to Joyce's teaching, like Aaron and I. We were like, "Well, she's all in my mail.
Like, how does she know that right now?
How does she know I was going through that
yeah.
right now?" But yeah. it's so encouraging to know that you've gone through this, and look at you now. And we have such benefits.
Well, and in addition to like the year you've had personally, then we've had all this other stuff going on top of it.
Yeah.
So, like this lady's question, I want to be sure that we try to answer it properly. You know, when I say trust God, maybe sometimes people get tired of hearing that because they think, oh, the pat answer, trust God.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I think when I started to calm down, I just came to the conclusion, look, I'm either going to trust God with this or I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to drive yeah. myself nutty.
We can do that,
just,
can't we?
Yeah, just being
yeah.
upset all the time and just like some kind of an emotional yo-yo, and every time something happened, I'd go off
mm-hmm.
the rails on it. And trusting God is so much better. And I can't promise her that her kids will go to school and not get COVID. I don't think they will, but nobody can promise her that. But I can promise her that even if they do, God will take care of them
yeah. Yeah.
and he will take care of her.
Hmm.
And that's the thing. This is going to come to an end. I don't know when, but it will.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Some year we'll be sitting and talking about, boy, man, you remember 2020? That was a
no,
that
I've
was
been
a
trying
rough
to forget
year.
It, actually.
Yeah. yeah. So what about it, Aaron? Do you?
I think I've had the same question. I have two little kids, and so my kids are back in school now. And so my husband and I have had to have those same conversations. And I have come to the place where I just say, I can't figure this out, and I'm going to have to be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't control And I love control. I really am excellent at
it. Really like control.
Yeah, I love it.
Really, like my favorite word. Yeah. My friends know it. But God has just really shown me, and I just feel like he's spoken to my heart recently. I love those kids more than you do.
That's exactly right.
So don't you think that I'm going to take care of them, yeah, whatever that looks like? And I was like, all right, okay, you can have them. So yeah. I can't promise they won't get sick.
Yeah.
I can't promise anything, but I know that he loves them, and I'm doing the best I know I can do.
Yeah.
And you know, our lives are not perfect, and we do go through things, and sometimes you feel like you're going through something every day, and I can't even imagine when I look at our lives, okay? I can't even imagine what's going on in the lives of some of the people that are watching right now.
Yeah.
I mean, our lives are probably a piece of cake compared to what some people are going through. You know, we have a good support system. Mm-hmm. You know, we all work in ministry. There's so many great things about our lives, and no matter who you are or what you're going through, you have to look at what you do have, not just what you don't have.
Yeah.
That's become really important to me we can all look at what our husbands don't do or what our friends don't do or what we don't have or what God doesn't do. But in the meantime, we forget what he does do. And, you know, it's a miracle just to go out and drive in traffic one day and make it home alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot more miracles than what we realize.
Yeah. Well, the question about the children leads us to another great question here that I love. This is from Rosemary. She says, I want to raise fearless children. So how do I avoid passing on fears to our daughters?
That's good.
It's a really good question.
Yeah, I think that you do pick up a lot of what you're around, and I think you go one way or the other. Like my mother let my dad abuse me because she was afraid. And she didn't apologize to me until like 30 years after it all happened. And she said, I was afraid that I couldn't take care of you and your brother. I didn't think that I could make it on my own. So she was defeated by her own thinking and her fear. And my mother lived such a pitiful life because of fear.
Sure.
I mean, she never really had a life. Well, I kind of became almost the opposite, you know, and so I was, bless God, you know, I'm going to conquer everything. But a lot of it was kind of phony, I think. I was trying real hard to be brave, but wasn't always as brave as I was acting like I was. And I believe that the answer to her question is to teach your children, to teach them just what we're talking about here. You're going to feel fear, but that's an enemy spirit. It's not, God doesn't want you to be afraid. And so when you have a child, you have a little piece of very moldable clay, and you can teach them the word of God, and they can become absolute giants.
We've had this happen this week. It's actually really cool that you say that. So Caden is 5, and so we're teaching him to ride his bike without his training wheels. And I am not made to be a teacher for a reason. I just don't have the patience. But anyways, he was terrified. He was so scared that he was going to crash and hurt himself. And so just crying. And we were talking to him, and I said, you know what? Jesus is with you, and you can do it afraid. So I've been saying to him, you can do it afraid. And so we've talked about it all week. Well, then yesterday, I was dealing with some fear. And so I got kind of teary-eyed. And Caden said, what's wrong, Mommy? And I said, you know what? You know how you were really nervous to ride your bike? Mommy's feeling some of that right now too, but I'm going to do it afraid, just like you're going to do it afraid. And so I said, let's make a deal. I'll do it if you will do it. And so then he prayed for me. He prayed that my nerves would go away.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So no, Caden.
I was worried. I don't want my kids to see me afraid, because I don't want them to think I'm weak and teach them what she's asking.
Yeah.
But you came to my mind, and I thought, no, Joyce said I'm going to deal with fear, but I can do it afraid. Yeah, I need to instill that in my children.
Yeah. And don't tell them that they're not going to feel fear.
Yeah.
Because they are. We're all going to feel fear from time to time.
Yeah.
But you can feel fear and not be afraid. You can go ahead and live your life and do what you believe God wants you to do.
Go ahead. I was just going to share real quick. It's just been really fun for me with my 17-year-old. Just seeing her watch me in this season of me being terrified, you know,
like, yeah.
But I've literally been like very transparent with her. I would just, you know, encourage any mom out there, be transparent. But I think it's been fun because even the other day, I was praying, and I never thought I'd be like my mom that would like scoot around the living room and pray, and you could hear her, and I used to be in the room laughing at her.
But now, I guess, because
on like our like hardwood floor, you can hear my feet kind of go like. she's like, I heard you in there scooting and praying, and so I didn't know she could hear me, honestly, but that was encouraging to me to know that she's watching me, she's hearing me, she knows that I'm afraid, but every day I wake up and I say, I'm going to take one more step, because no matter how big or small the step is, as long as I continue to move forward and make strides in the right direction, she's watching me and she'll know that she can conquer it. So I just encourage any mom out there that's, you know, worried about this, just like the book said, do it afraid. Doesn't matter how big or small the step is, as long as you keep moving forward, the kids are watching and they're seeing, you know, those generational, you know, bondages being broken. So.
Well, you know, I have a word of encouragement for you that I believe is from God. And I wouldn't say that if I didn't really feel that. But when you said, I've been terrified, the thing that I just thought, you have such a great future ahead of you. And you are beautiful. You're talented. You're gifted. You have a boatload full of people who love you. And I mean, there's nothing but good things ahead of you. So you really don't need to be terrified, because there's just nothing but good stuff out there.
Yeah.
That's just what I see when you said that. I thought, there's so many good things in your future. You don't need to be afraid of what's going to happen. You just need to let it happen and take each day with God and let it be an adventure rather than a terror.
Yeah.
I received it.
What she said.
Yeah, Erin and I have been saying this for a long time, but she said it now.
Wait,
so.
She said it with some authority. I receive it. I ain't scared. Look, I'm not scared. Lord Jesus, I'm not scared no more. I'm not terrified. I actually, you know, one of the things you said in that earlier sermon, I wrote down, expect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like that pivoted something for me this week even, you know, and just thinking about that word. And then when you said it today, it just... expect. I'm expecting God to do exactly what you said. So I receive that, and I just declare that over every woman that's out there that's struggling with somebody.
Yeah, I was starting to say, we want them to get this too.
Yeah, any woman that's out there that's going through any kind of, like, this pandemic has unveiled, and 2020 has literally been a year of clarity and taking off the veil. And if you're going through things in your marriage and your family and your home, I just want to encourage you to let you know that that word that Joy spoke to me, I speak that over you, sister. Yeah. We're coming out of this. Let's expect the great. God is for us, and the best is yet to come. So I receive it.
All things work together for good to those who love God and want His will. Yeah. Very simple.
Yeah.
You love God. You want what He wants. And His promise is there. All things.
Mm-hmm.
That's your thing, my thing. The pandemic thing, the COVID thing, you know, the world is so messed up right now. And I want to hear people talking again about the goodness of God and, you know, what God is doing for us and how much He loves us. And I refuse to get sour and negative. We need some positivity.
Yeah.
And so let's all be positive about the future.
I love what y'all are just saying, because yesterday when I was praying, Lord, what scriptures you want to lead me to as I'm studying for this? And He kept sending me to scriptures on love. And I said, no, God, you didn't know. We're talking about fear.
You're mixed up.
Yeah,
God.
Let me tell you what we're talking about. And I just, in my heart, just kept hearing, you need to study how much I love you. Because just like you said a little while ago, if we know how much God loves us, what are we to be afraid of? Is He not going to take care of us?
Love casts out fear.
Yes. So exactly, that's, He loves you so much. He loves all these ladies. All those ladies in the Zoom rooms over there, we see you. He loves you all so much. Yeah. He has so much in store for you. That's all that matters.
We say that, you know, God loves us like, I mean, we're talking God.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Right.
Who created everything, who holds everything together every moment. He loves you.
Yeah.
And He has you on. I mean, His thoughts are more toward us than the sands on the on the sea.
I love that.
And so
I love that. And there's definitely something God is doing here
for people who are part of this night about his love, because Aaron, he gave me the same thing, just asking, you know, for that scripture, that message, that encouragement. And it's 1 John 4, beginning at verse 13, it says, "This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He's given us his spirit. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God." So if you acknowledge Christ, he is with you. And so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear.
Do you think he's trying to tell us something?
I think there's a message.
I think there's, I hear him.
I think there is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I was also thinking about how fear is just really sneaky. Yeah. You know, it's kind of insidious. Some of the things that we're talking about with COVID and our children and our marriages, those are more obvious, but there are also a lot of things that fear sneaks into our life that we don't realize how it's impacting us. And so I was looking at some of the results of fear in our life, and it's crazy. It's things like fatigue, feeling worthless, negativity, like you said, pride. You know, we're prideful because of fear. We don't want people to think badly about us. Panic, illness, physical illness. The list goes on and on. And fear is at the core of all that stuff that we deal with. Sometimes I feel like I'm not afraid, but I'm acting like an idiot. So maybe I am afraid. You know, maybe that's where it's coming from.
You know, that scripture that you read in the Amplified Bible, that actually was a key scripture for me in my healing, because in the Amplified Bible, it says that we are to be conscious and aware of the love that God has for us. What you read says we know the love that God has for us.
Yeah.
But I love that amplification, to be conscious and aware. And what God showed me is I'm showing my love to you all the time, but you're just not seeing it. And so I actually have done for a number of years, and I don't write down everything, but it's like I catch God loving me.
Oh, I love it.
That's great.
You know, it's like, I mean, it's like, oh, that was you.
Yeah.
You know, you did it just for you.
Yeah. Just like, even like the word of encouragement that I gave you. Now, you know, I don't go around telling people all the time I got a word from God for you. So when I say that, I mean that. Yeah. Okay, that was not just me telling you something. That was God loving you. Mm-hmm. And see, we need to we need to realize that God is showing his love to us all the time. And if we will be conscious and aware of it, just play my little game with me. I caught you, God. That's you loving me again. Or like I say, sometimes that's God giving you a little wink, like, I got you covered.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's a little thing, like somebody giving you a nice pretty pair of pink fuzzy house shoes, or whether it's a great big huge thing, you know, God is showing his love for us all the time. And if people will begin to see it, it's going to help them so much. It helped me so much to start watching for the love of God.
Yeah. What a great way to fight back against fear. Because if you're just wrapped in that love, kind of like a warm, cozy blanket, you know, then fear can't really get through in the same way that it would otherwise. And it'll sneak in now and then, but you just wrap back up in that blanket, and that love casts out the fear again.
That's a good visual. Wonderful. Just when you feel that. A draft.
Yeah.
It's going to wrap back up in that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And you know, I know all the fears that people feel. I mean, we understand that they're real to them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And sometimes people just, they feel so frozen in fear that they feel like they just absolutely cannot move. And I understand that it's difficult. And I'm talking here from 45 years of experience. And so some of it's easier for me. So I really don't want people to think we don't get where they're at, because we do. Mm-hmm. But you're going to get to where you need to be the same way that we did. And that's by applying the word. And just start doing that one thing. Just start watching for God's love. And every time you think you catch him loving you, write it down. Mm-hmm. And you'll be amazed after a couple of weeks go by the things that God, honestly, we just become, I hate to say this, but we get used to God.
That's true.
Yeah. Easy to get immune to.
Just
Yeah.
And forget
the goodness of God.
Too familiar.
Yeah, just too familiar with. And that's one thing I'm starting to write more and, you know, like walking through the season, just write more.
Right.
Just, and I think that's another thing I can add to it. Like, how's God, you know, how have I caught God loving me today? Right. And I think just reflecting on that just is, are good reminders. And those are, because I'm one of those type of people that are like, how do I feel it? How, you know, like God's love is not a fuzzy blanket. So what do I do when I'm my heart's palpitating, you know? Like, so I like those practical steps too. So like what you, with catching God, just jotting that down and just reflecting.
That's going to help people. I really believe. I think that'll be a. It's almost like a fun game to play, and it's kind of like catching the devil at his evil work and saying, "Wait a minute, I caught you. You're not going to put that over on me because I know it's you."
Yeah.
And I mean, God is with us all the time. There's never a moment He's not, and He just loves everybody so much. Yeah. We just need to receive it.
So good. Thank you all. I feel like we should have, we're not going to do it, but I feel like we should have another little dance party because we've got some really good stuff out here to fight fear.
Microdancing.
We're throwing popcorn.
And we hope that all of you, if you've enjoyed what we do here, join our Bible study. We need you to be friends as we all talk through what God's Word says about our lives. So please subscribe to Joyce's Talk It Out podcast, wherever you find your podcast, and you can get it to listen to, or you can get it to watch the video podcast. And also sign up for our email friends list, because that will tell you when the podcasts are coming up, and you won't miss a thing. You'll get some fun behind the scenes stuff. Joyce, thank you. Aaron, Jay, appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.